Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Thanks for joining me live. This is Wednesday and it's April 26, 2023. I want to talk to you about the decline, specifically the decline in California and probably in other areas around the country as well. I came across this phrase, decline by design, and it really struck me. Let me take you back. Oh my gosh, maybe 10, 15 years ago, a couple of decades ago, even earlier, I was living, believe it or not, in Los Angeles. I lived in LA for about 6 months in my early adulthood because I took a job and I wanted to live in the city. It was a very exciting job. It was in my field of international education. And I was living in Orange County prior to that, which is a lot more of a what they would call a bedroom community where you don't really have a central downtown area. So very safe, very pleasant, just a neighborhood type of county in Southern California. So moving to Los Angeles, which is about 45 minutes away from where I was, it was like living in a different world. And for the first time in my life, I actually felt that I had to lock my door. I had to be on alert to see if anybody was following me. I had to make sure that nobody was going to jump out of the bushes when I was getting in my car. There was just an overall sense of danger, of fear, of dread. And I actually didn't really care for it that much. And this was many years ago. I lived in an area in West Los Angeles that would be considered very middle class, actually very safe. There were nice restaurants and shopping centers and things around. And some years later, I only lived in LA. I only lasted for about 6 months. Let me know if you lived in Los Angeles or if you have a similar story of living in a big city. Maybe you still live in a big city. Maybe you prefer the big cities. I've traveled in different states and different countries. I like to go to cities. I like the different activities that they have, the museums, the places to go, the things to see. But for me as a lifestyle, I like living in a much smaller sort of village type setup. So I only lasted about 6 months in Los Angeles. Some years later, I returned to that very area where I had lived and worked. And I thought that I was in the wrong place. I could not believe my eyes. I could not believe the decrepitude that the infrastructure itself was so much in disrepair. The potholes in the streets, the homeless that had cropped up, the graffiti, the number of businesses that were out of business. And this is not due to the last 3 years of hogwash. This is, you know, some years ago. Let's say it was maybe 10 to 12 years after I had lived there and I returned. And I thought, I can't believe that this place is so run down. I had to check the street signs to make sure that I was in the right area. And sure enough, the landmarks were there in terms of the shopping center, the main roads and everything, but it looked like a completely different area. It was in rapid decline. And I could not figure out how either the city council, the residents in the community, just the people who live there, the business owners, how they could allow this to happen. Well, little did I know that I was so naive, and that's really the thread of my discussion on this video, is I believe that this decline is by design. And I'm not talking about people that live in a community and they consciously say, I'm not going to take care of my property. I'm going to leave an old rusted washing machine on the front lawn. I'm going to not repair that broken window. I'm going to throw trash out of my window. I don't think that is what's happening, but it's on a larger scale where those that are running the city say, actually, it's not only that they don't care. It's not only that they're not competent. I believe now, after what I've learned and what I've been through these last few years, that they are doing this by design. The destruction, the decimation is by design. And I'm going to give you a few examples of what I've seen in California. It's a perfect state. We look at homelessness, and I just did a quick search here. 30% of the entire country's homeless population is in California. There's no way of knowing how many people there are. There's never been a census, but let's just say it's hundreds of thousands of people in California are homeless. And by many accounts, these are people that moved to California. I don't know if they moved to California to be homeless or they became homeless because they couldn't find a job or have affordable housing. I'm sure many of those things play into the mix. I know healthy Americans who have chosen by their own design to live in their car or to live the van life or to camp at campsites and to purposely not live in, you know, a regular four-walled structure. So that there is that. But there are those that are living off what California gives to the homeless. And this is not a commentary on the homeless. That's not the point of this video. It's just one example of the society and the community really spiraling downward. I'm sure that it's not safe or healthy for the homeless to be living that way either, because the pictures that I've seen, and I'm about to show you a few of those, what I see is an area that looks very dangerous. It looks dirty. There is squalor. I'm sure there is a great deal of crime and drugs. This is in California. It used to be, you know, California Dream. And you can see here, this does happen here. This is in Orange County. I think this is actually in San Clemente, because at one point of time, the city was giving tents to people so that they could have some shelter. And on the surface, it sounds like a great idea. I mean, who would want to be out in the elements? And they're here in a safe area. They had to have their tents marked, and only the people that lived in those tents were able to come and go. So on, you know, on the spot, on a moment's notice, this was almost like the CPR or the first aid in Orange County to take care of some of the homeless. This is one example of the decline of California. There are other examples, and I will say that California is leading the nation in homelessness. California is leading the nation in many of its cities in crime. Now, Orange County happens to be a relatively safe area. There are even cities in Los Angeles that would be relatively safe in the county of Los Angeles. But overall, in the state of California, the crime is sky high. Part of that reason is because of the laws of letting the criminals out. They were emptying, get this, I don't know if you realize this, if you were not living in California during the toughest days of the hog washing, let me just explain that the sheriffs were directed to empty the jails and prisons of convicts out on the street because they said it would be safer than these prisoners contracting cooties. I think they wanted to empty the county jails so that they could fit people like me breathing oxygen in them after we were arrested for trespassing. I never was, but friends of mine were. California is also number one in taxes. Maybe not property taxes. We do have some regulations and laws in place, although those are also going by the wayside, where it used to be if you inherited property from your parents after they passed away, that you would not have to pay the difference in that property tax. That has changed somewhat. So the income taxes in California are among the highest in the nation, if not the highest. I know that New York, New Jersey, California are among the highest. And I think California, depending on what tax bracket you're in, you definitely are paying the most, not only for personal income tax, but for your corporate income tax. Now, the Healthy American is a corporation. It's a business. I pay taxes on that. And I pay a corporate tax. And then I also pay a personal income tax because I own the business. So it is absolutely, at the end of the day, between the federal government, the California taxes, the corporate taxes, I basically am giving up 50% of my income. And I don't think that that money is being spent wisely by the California government or the federal government. Just to add my commentary then there, California is also number one in driving companies out. So many companies, large companies, have left California, and countless small companies are leaving California. There's a California exodus. And again, I'm going to talk about this in a moment, so stick with me. I believe that it is done by design, because there are ways, if the state of California wanted to increase its revenue, you don't do it by raising taxes, because people are fleeing the state of California and they're going to Tennessee, where there's no income tax, personal income tax. They're going to Florida, they're going to Arizona, they're going to Nevada, and they're going to states with lower income tax, but they definitely are fleeing California. Very prominent, successful business people like Kevin O'Leary, I'm not recommending him. I know that he was in some kind of hog washing fiasco with the, it's not Bitcoin, but with one of the cryptocurrencies. But he himself has said, I would never do business in California. He's a billionaire. He said, I would never invest in California. I would never live in California. I will visit there, but I will never have anything to do with business in California. It is extremely expensive to run a business in California. Not only are you paying for all of the regulations where you have to have things inspected and double checked, and I pay a very high fee just to have the right to have a business. It is stunning to me. Imagine if instead of me paying this amount of money to the state of California, I could reinvest it in my business. I could hire people to help me. I could have a greater impact. And this is why I say it's decline by design. The government does not want people to be successful. They do not want people to improve society because then the government takes a back seat. It is by design. It's not to gain more revenue. It's possibly, and I do believe, to gain more control, but it is to have a psychological dependency and a psychological weariness on the business owner so that they do not want to do business in California. They could turn it around. California could be a business-friendly state like Texas is, but they are intentionally, this is my opinion, driving the businesses out because they want people to rely on the government. I know people who own property as rental property, apartment owners, and they are being driven out of California because of the onerous, meaning extremely burdensome regulations and just like nitpicking at them to have access to their rent rolls, the rent control. You may or may not agree with rent control, but the overall point that I'm making is that the regulations on property owners in California is so outrageous that people are selling their properties. And guess who they're selling them to? You know, Vanguard, BlackRock, et cetera, and possibly even to the government. There are, I know, areas in Orange County that the government is renting for the DMV, for example, in a shopping center instead of a nice little grocery store. It's the government renting the building. So it, or maybe even owning it. So it gets to the point where the government does not want individual business owners, does not want competent, productive, innovative, creative people in California. They want people to work for the government and be dependent on the government. This is my opinion. California, on a lighter note, is number one, probably, again, this is my opinion, in the worst roads in the country. Okay. Now, I haven't been to a lot of different states recently, but in my earlier years of travel, I was astounded at how bad the roads are in California. Number one, they're always under construction. It's extremely hazardous to just drive from Los Angeles to Orange County because of all the lane closures. And then when they will make a new lane, it's all zigzag and they don't even put the lane markers on it. So you have to figure out, is this a lane? Am I in a lane? Am I supposed to drive on the line or between the lines? It is just mayhem. There is so much money that is collected in terms of our number one, leading the way again in California, the highest gasoline taxes, which results in the highest gasoline prices. The taxes on our gasoline, this money, this revenue is supposed to go to repair the roads. You would think that we would have roads paved with gold, that they would be butter smooth and super easy and spacious. It's the exact opposite. In fact, throughout California, they are ripping up the center of the freeway and they are putting in a road, a lane that you have to pay for. That's right. On public property, they're putting in a private road, a private lane. It does not make sense to me. So they are number one in corruption of these drive, it's called Caltrans, the California Transportation Authority. I would say they also are number one in poor design, but it's by design, decline by design. Why? They don't want you driving on the roads. I'm sure you came to the same conclusion. The price of gas so high that you curtail your events and you're like, well, I don't think I'm going to drive to the beach this weekend. I don't think I'll take that little country Sunday drive as I used to. I'm not going to visit my family. I'm just going to stay home because gas is so expensive. It's so difficult to drive. It's dangerous to drive and they don't want you to drive. So they're going to make you pay on a public road. And you may be saying, Peggy, get with the times. I live on the East Coast. It's always been like this. Yes, but on the East Coast, you do have trains, you have buses, you have taxis in Southern California. It's a car culture that was not put in. We have very few different opportunities. And plus, I want to be able to drive, go where I want to go, not be dependent on some train or bus and their schedule. And maybe I want to have some privacy, think to myself, put some stuff in my car. So I'm all in favor of freedom of choice when it comes to transportation. In California, it is decline by design. They do not want you driving on these roads. They make them hazardous, closed off, detours. It's absolutely stunning. California is number one in the worst schools. Maybe there might be another state or two. I think maybe Mississippi or something. But California leads the way in the worst schools in the country. Luckily, it's backfiring and parents are pulling their children out of the school in droves. Nearly 1 million students are not returning to the public prison schools. And I am applauding. There are so many superior learning alternatives. And I also know people personally that have left the state of California to keep their children in public school, even though I'm not a fan of public school, but there are some good public schools. There are great private schools. There are wonderful community learning opportunities. The internet is full of connections, resources. All you need to do is type in the name of your state, such as California or your area, Orange County, and you can say homeschool ideas, homeschooling groups. You can have your children be in cooking class and horseback riding and learning to be a plumber, an electrician, you know, in third grade. So there are so many superior learning alternatives. I will be doing a full court press to help parents get their children out of the California public schools. The time is now. I would spend less time fighting with the school boards over the curriculum, what they're teaching, and just spend that time building something better. Not build back better, but build something better, better than normal. That's my call. So yes, schools are failing, not only with the curriculum, with the ideology that they're pushing, it's just not a good place for the students to be. So highly recommend get your children out of the public schools. California is number one in utility rates. Absolutely, by design. They could lower the utility rates. We have all sorts of wind farms. We've got, you know, sunshine basically 365 days a year, except for when they turn on the storms. Yes, let's see what they're scheduling for us next, shall we? All of this alternative energy, which you probably know how I feel about that. Yet the utility prices are the highest in the country, and not just by a little bit, but by two-thirds. For example, in Florida, I've studied this. You can look at the price of the kilowatt hour. That's how they measure it. And in Florida, it is one-third the rate of what it is in California. So if you're paying 30 cents an hour in Florida, you're paying 30, 60, 90 cents in California, if my math is right. Anyway, it's a lot more expensive by design. Why? They don't want you to use your electricity. They want you to use electricity for your car, and they want the entire house to be electric. They got rid of natural gas hookups for any new commercial building as of April 2023 in California. Oh, you know, pro-choice when it comes to murdering your child, but not pro-choice when it comes to your energy use. It's stunning because natural gas is clean and it's abundant and it's cheap. That's why they don't want it. Decline by design. That's their method here. They do not want you to have freedom of your utilities. They want to be able to have a flip of the switch, turn it off, and more importantly, make you pay for it. California is number one, in my opinion, in the spraying of the skies, the milky skies. You know, I can't use that other C word. I'm going to get a little tag under my YouTube video. A little shout out to my friend Renette Sinem, because she is taking action and going to link up with some attorneys to do legal action. We don't know what that's going to look like yet. I have many lovely, healthy Americans who are behind the scenes right now, bringing me more information. They've been on the front line studying this, creating legislation. That is a place to begin. We've got the Clean Air Act. We've got the California Clean Air Act. There's also a federal one, I believe. And we have got to start there because this spraying is in direct violation. And you know, and I know that they don't care about the laws. I'm living that right now with my lawsuit. I'll have to come up with another name. you guys are going to have to help me if you could, instead of the lawsuit. It's like the hogwash suit or something, because they are not following the law. But I'll just say that California seems to be number one in dirty air and number one in the worst water management in the state by design. We could have an abundance of water in California if it was managed correctly. I have heard and I have seen the water after these intentionally set rain, flooding, and storms that we've had in California, where lakes are now coming back and flooding all of the agriculture. I plan on covering some stories like that in an upcoming video. But let me just say that they're number one in the worst water management. Why? Control. Then they can say we have a drought, even though we have 260% more snowpack, which is how they measure whether or not we are in a drought in California, because then you have the runoff. But because this artificial snow was created so quickly, I did videos on that earlier. I will link them for you below and at the end of this video. It was created so quickly, and then it's melting very quickly, and that is also causing the flooding and damage. By design, decline by design. They could prevent this. They could have methods to stop it, and they're not. California, number one. This is a really sensitive one for me, because California used to legitimately be number one in medical care. People would fly to Orange County, actually, from all over the world to get the best doctors, the best surgeons, the best treatments, the best care. And it is known that people would come to these areas. We also have some retirement communities, so there are a lot of doctors that are there in Orange County. It's called, used to be called Leisure World. I had a German friend, just a little aside, I had a German friend who came to visit, and she said, I'd like to go to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and Leisure World, because she thought Leisure World was an amusement park. I guess it is in certain ways, but the Leisure World is now called Laguna Woods in Orange County, California, very well known for this planned city, excellent medical care, which is being destroyed by design. You know, because you've told me that you have been having difficulty seeing your doctor without being discriminated against. I have videos on this platform for free that will help you. Just a quick aside, number one, find somebody who's not going to require all of that. It's much easier than trying to fight them. And I realize you might be under some kind of insurance. Then you fight the insurance and you let them know that you're being discriminated against because you breathe oxygen, or you keep your body pure, or you do not consent to participating in hypochondria of being tested for a disease that doesn't exist and that you have no symptoms for. So there are ways around it. I personally don't want to fight with the medical provider and get on their bad side and then have them give me a treatment. That doesn't sit well with me. Medical care is declining rapidly in California. Number one, people of strong moral, spiritual, and ethical beliefs are fleeing mainstream medicine. I call it the mainstream medical merry-go-round. They're fleeing it because they couldn't keep their job without the jab. So these people of conscience left. So you've got good quality people that have left the field. You've got people who are not going to enter into medicine. And I know that because I've counseled many of them that wanted to become nurses, doctors, get into their nursing training. They're being discriminated against. So they decided, I'm going to go and become a physical therapist or a holistic nutritionist or something, still in the health field. This will backfire also, friends. There are and will be additional, robust, accessible, holistic, and alternative medical practitioners, so you don't just get on that mainstream medical merry-go-round. But I can see with my own eyes that the medical care in California is on the decline by design. Why? This is my opinion. It may or may not be true. Let me know what you think in a comment below. I believe that this is another way for the government to take over. It actually has already. They basically are hand in hand, Kaiser and the government and the other big medical insurers, because they went along with this Unaffordable Care Act some years ago. But even now with all of the cooties, they were pushing it most vigorously because they were behind it. So I do believe that the government is going to expand its role and control in medicine in California by design so that they can tell you, you, my lovely, healthy American, that you are not worthy. Remember that you, the essential workers, well, you're not essential. So you don't get your knee replacement and you don't get your whatever you need to get your allergy treatments or what have you. Hopefully, limiting your access to the mainstream medicine is actually going to improve your health. That is the way that I look at it. I don't want to make light of it because there are those that are under treatment and so forth. So my hope and prayer is that you will learn from the videos that I have for you. But let me just say that you do need to start thinking outside the box for alternative care. And I do have lovely Dr. Chari, who runs the Chari Center of Healing. She is licensed in California and Florida. She does do telemedicine. So if that's something you're interested in, it's charicenter.com, www.charicenter.com. All right. California, number one, I mentioned driving companies away, but number one in the small businesses shuttering. Do you know that more than 50% of small businesses in California went out of business over the last 3 years because of the hogwash and they are never returning? Companies that were mom and pop companies, like a corner, you know, bakery or a jewelry store, a cafe, a restaurant, a hair salon, a gym, fill in the blank. Many of these went out of business because they could not maintain their business with the governor of California illegally telling them to shut down. And then when they didn't, they were being fined, they were being dragged into court, they were being harassed, shunned, discriminated against, bullied. It was absolutely despicable. I helped thousands of businesses stay open legally through my programs, especially restaurants. Those were some among the hardest hit because they did not want, the government did not want people gathering to speak and to enjoy life. So California is number one of, you know, at the top for shutting down these small businesses or creating conditions, I will say, where these businesses could not continue. And it's just despicable. And it's by design. By design. Why was Walmart open? Why? But the little restaurant on the corner couldn't stay open? Why? TJ Maxx closed. I thought that was interesting. You know the drill. The bars were open. The abortion centers were open. But your store had to close. Or you had to... In California, they made people put up plastic tents in the parking lot and they served food in the plastic tents in the parking lot because, you know, that was much more hygienic and safe than inside an air-conditioned, clean restaurant that is inspected by the health department. Very strange. All right, here we go. California is number one in fires. Did you say, what was that? Artificial? Did you say that? Did I hear that? Yes, California is number one. Teddy does not like that at all. She knows how I feel about that. And number one in floods, apparently, as well. Although I've seen the horrible images of all the catastrophes that were natural catastrophes in Kentucky and other states, and my heart goes out to you. We're experiencing it as well. California is number one in water moratoriums, meaning you are not allowed to use water, to drink water, to wash with water. Do you know that in California, it is illegal for the server to bring glasses of water and set them on the table unless the patron has requested. It is illegal, and I read this at a restaurant, they are not even going to ask you, would you like water? They can say, what would you like to drink? The customer has to say, I would like a glass of water. This is the level of insanity that California is living in by design. You may say, Peggy, there you go again. You're so wasteful. Well, I want a glass of water so I can drink it. And I've talked about wasting water and how there's more than meets the eye to that. So there are I've probably left out a few things. Number one in government corruption, and I can claim that by the number of California officials that have been convicted of their, infractions, whether it's a felony or a misdemeanor, and that they have served time behind bars. So yes, California is extremely corrupt in that way as well. Friends, when I look at all of this, and I did a video called Why Am I Still in California? Because many of you asked me about that. And I shared all of the good things about California. And there, I want to give a big shout out to my friends over at PERC, the Protection for Educational Rights for Kids. They are on the front lines of bringing information about these horrible bills that are being pushed through in our legislature. And we are having successes, especially at the local level. I always say local and vocal. That's where you want to go. People get so concerned about, you know, the presidential race. And I understand that it can be very engaging and captivating, but working at your local level is very, very important. And we are seeing successes there. And it encourages me to see that people are still, I was going to say banking on California. We already know what happened in California with the bank, with that, oh my gosh, all of that fiasco. Friends, the bottom line I'm getting at here, it's by design. I used to scratch my head and say, wow, why don't they take the homeless and move them into, or those who want to, move into the empty barracks, the empty military installations that we have all over California. There are those that are empty that already have all of the facilities. They have bunk beds and they have bathrooms and they have kitchens, and the people could be employed. They could tidy up the grounds. They could be a cook. They could be the dishwasher. They could repair things. They could have a sense of dignity for contributing to society and have purpose in their life. It's so easy. Yes, it's easy and it's doable. So why don't they do it? Here's the bottom line. They want, in my view, an accelerated decimation, destruction. Decline is too easy of a word, too soft of a word, to destroy California. And possibly it's because they want the resources in the state. They want fewer people to live in California because fewer people are easier to control. They can spin the narrative of fewer people are going to pollute the air, use the water, use the resources. Friends, let me ask, have you ever been around the United States? Have you ever been, for example, in New Mexico, Kansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Texas comes to mind? Do you know how much empty land, available land that can be used, is available in our country? We are not running out of land. Do you know how many trees, how many forests there are, how quickly certain trees grow, like pine trees and other vegetation? We are not running out of resources. Now, yes, we need to, I would say, be mindful and resourceful of the resources, but this idea that California is running out of resources, or that the United States is, or that the world is, it doesn't line up with reality. So I don't know exactly the number one reason why they want to destroy California, other than they want control. They want the resources. They want to penalize we the people for being hardworking and productive and standing up against them. Part of it is probably ego. There may be some evil involved in terms of who they serve, and evil favors destruction. Evil can only destroy, it can't create. And that's why we need to counter that by being creative. So every single one of these items that I mentioned to you, homeless, crime, taxes, potholes, schools, utilities, the milky skies, the medical care, the companies leaving, the businesses closing down, water, floods, fires, all of these issues have solutions. And they have solutions that people have put forth. People like you, people like me. People that have been in the trenches longer than we have. Why aren't they doing this? Well, I'm going to give you just one simple example. And this was not my own example. Somebody told me. And this person actually works in the homeless industry. It's actually an industry. There are companies and businesses that serve the homeless, that bring them food, that provide the tents, that have the soup lines, that are involved in checking on them. There are so many, I'm using California as an example, organizations, nonprofit organizations that get millions of dollars. I know, because I've gone to the county meetings and I see where that money goes, to study the problem, to have a task force to determine the best way to go about the homelessness problem. Friends, you know where I'm going here. If it's ever solved, what happens to those agencies? What happens to the people that are working in those jobs in that industry? It is a self-sustaining industry. I'm not going to use the word sustainable. That's one of their words. That is something that's sustainable. And it's very sad because when you see these images, it's just, it's very heartbreaking. It's very distressing. For whatever reason, the people find themselves, whether by choice, drugs, mental illness, losing a job. There's a whole reason why people end up that way. It's heartbreaking to see that, especially when there are resources available. So I see it by design. They do not want to solve this or other problems. So can't wait to read your comments, friends. That was my, but I do want to say, I want to leave on a happy note, because there is always another way. There's always another way, and evil always backfires, always. The Bible even says that the enemy will set the snare, which is the trap, and falls into it himself. So when we were kids, we used to set these little traps. We would dig a hole, and then we would, was I the only one that did that? We also made poisonous mud pies. Am I sharing too much here, friends? So we, I don't know if they were poisonous. We called them poison. We put little berries on there. So we would make our mud pies and we would make our little traps and cover them up with leaves. And then, you know, you think it's funny if you have the little friend come over to visit, but normally we would stumble into them. So that's just an example of how things play out. Evil backfires. I'm seeing it again and again. I've seen it with many healthy Americans that came to my work a little bit later in the game that got one cocktail. They got the second cocktail, and then their company wanted them to get the third cocktail. And they reached out to me and my husband, Pastor David, and said, "What can I do about this? Is it too late? I've already gone along with it. How could I possibly be exempt from any further poisoning?" Speaking of poison mud pies, and yes, they can be exempt. Absolutely. In fact, they have a very strong position to be exempt because they know that they already sinned against God by going against his created design. And it's very honest and sincere to say that I repent of this behavior and God spoke to me and told me not to do it anymore. So you have a very strong standing there. But the point of my comment is that it does backfire. Many people in the medical field, tell me if you know someone or you are someone that works there, they said not only are they not getting the cooties cocktail, they're not doing any of the others, not the flu, not the hepatitis, not the DTaP or the other things that they want you to do. Now they are taking more of a critical view of all of the other cocktails. Why? Because the government pushed too hard, because evil backfires. I gave the example of a million students not returning to California public schools. I see that as a victory against evil, because they pushed too hard with all of the curriculum and all of the other controls, and the parents took their children out. So there are many examples of this. Many medical providers, as I said, are no longer in the mainstream medical merry-go-round, and they are setting up their own practices where they are not going to be under these regulations. I gave the information about Dr. Chari, and even if you're not in California or Florida, perhaps she can let you know if she knows of other practitioners that may be able to help you. So take heart, friends. There is the possibility for smoother sailing, brighter days ahead, because you care, I care. We are alert, we are awake, we are aware of what's going on, and I don't think these hogwashers are ever going to get away with what they did before. So let's reverse this decline. There is a whole new generation of people that are growing up saying, I don't want to live like this. So let's support them. Let's keep the ideas coming. Thank you for being on board. And I will be back with you tomorrow. Remember that you can always find me over at thehealthyamerican.org. I really want you to get on my free Substack. You can find the link here below. And if you would like to support me, I've got some great t-shirts coming out. One that says, "And to the Republic for which it stands." And one that I think you're going to love is called "Don't California, My California." As soon as those are available, I'll let you know. But in the meantime, there are a lot of other shirts that you can find at thehealthyamericanstore.org. I'm pointing down here because I will have a link for you in the description box below. Thank you for being on board with me, friends. Let's take a look at your comments here as we close out. Always appreciate you being here. And we've got Rhonda on board. Oh, I like this. Quantitative says, I highly recommend people use Google Earth and look carefully at the land. From the Rockies to the east, you'll see it is actually nearly all being used for farmland to produce food. So yes, east of Rockies is soybeans and corn. Uh-oh, for the high fructose corn syrup. We don't want that, do we? And the other thing, friends, when you start to seek out your local farmers, that's what I do. I buy food from them, but it's also good to make a relationship with them because they are the ones that are producing the food. And my lovely Rhonda, if you would email me again, that wonderful link about how you can find, for those of you that eat meat, you can find pasture-raised cattle that does not have any cocktails whatsoever. These are humanely raised animals, if that's something that you are interested in. And there also are links to some other farmers, the non-GMO food and all of that. So that is one way that we can really take control of our future. So I'd love to share that, Rhonda. I'll do a video all about that to give information to people about these resources. Yes, Valerie, I like that. Val, she says, in God we trust, in government we distance. Hey, we need to do social distancing from the government forever, right? Hey, Todd on board. I just want to give a round of applause. I'm going to call you out here, Todd, because Todd stood up against all of this. He was illegally treated with huge amounts of discrimination and God blessed him with a better job. And I will tell you, Todd is at the rallies. He's at the meetings. He is a godly man, a father, a husband. And Todd, you are giving an example to that next generation of what it means to stand up for yourself and to stand up for truth and to stand up for God. This is what encourages me. You lovely, healthy Americans encourage me. I could not do this without you. That's why I love coming onto the program, because in the beginning of all this hogwash, I felt alone. I literally could not find people who felt like I did. And now we have a community, and you know that there are people of like minds, maybe not on every single topic. I know that because of the topics that I cover. But by and large, we want to keep pushing for truth, for living according to God's laws, and we can't go wrong there. So thanks, everybody. I'm kind of losing my voice here. I'm going to sign off for now, and I look forward to finding my controls here so I can do so. And then I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's live stream, and I always appreciate your support. But one more thing. We've got our private class on Saturday for those of you that have sent a donation. I am so grateful. I'm still paying off the bills for that lawsuit. I don't like to come on and ask for money, but some of you have asked me to remind the viewers. So if you go to thehealthyamerican.org, there's a big little red button that says donate. You can click there. Every dollar goes to help. I really appreciate it. So thank you for that. For my thank you, you get to come on a live Q&A webinar, private, not on this platform. You get a link and it's me. This month, Pastor David won't be there, but I'll be there and I'll be answering your questions live. You get to submit them in the Q&A. We have a very lively chat of supportive people. It's literally our healthy American community. You can exchange email addresses in a private setting like that, so you don't have to worry about them getting out here on a public platform. Many people are forming relationships, alliances, an encouragement buddy. So that's another way that we stand up and we never give in. We never give up and we never give over our freedom. So join me. It's Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific. If you are a paid subscriber to Substack, you're invited. If you're a paid subscriber to peggyhall.tv, you're invited. And if you've sent a donation, by all means, that is my thank you to you. If you didn't get your invite, email my assistant over at support@thehealthyamerican.org. All right. See you soon, everybody. The highlight of my day. Have a great rest of the day.